all my tears.
I've gotta say goodbye
after all these years. She said I ran into a woman just the other day, and I was hurt by some words that she did say. I was feeling kinda hungry, and I stopped to get a bite to eat. Next to me was a woman, so friendly and so happy. I looked at her and said hello. You seem like life is good, girl. She said I'm happy 'cause I met a man that brightens my whole world. We got to talking, and I found out that the man with you,
low down dirty,
cheated. Now tell me, what the hell can you explain? What I write to you? I looked her in her eyes and said,
I'm guilty, babe, for being no good.
For being no good. Everything you feel, girl,
is understood.
I told my woman, baby,
I'm guilty, baby.
Guilty, baby,
of being no good.
Yeah. Everything that you feel, girl, is totally
misunderstood.
My woman said this. She even wears same perfume as me. Got your pictures in a beer folder. Tell me, how could it be?
How could it be?
She said, I'm not gonna cry no, no more. No more about you. No, I ain't. 'Cause from the children to the clothes to making love, I was good to you. She said you deserve for me to take everything, 'cause you took from me and the children for her diamond ring. You low down dirty dog. She said, now how you got the nerve to explain, you dirty dog. She said the papers in the mail, you dirty bastard, I'm gonna take it all. I looked her in her eyes and said,
I'm guilty, babe, for being no good.
Yeah, for being no good. Everything you feel, girl,
it's understood.
I took my woman, baby, baby.
I'm guilty, baby.
Guilty, baby.
For being no good.
For being no good. Everything you feel, girl,
it's understood.
Oh, I'm so sorry, baby, baby. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby, baby, baby. Being no, but deep down in my heart, baby, I understand. I traded a good thing for a few hours of excitement. Yes, I did. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby, baby, baby. I looked her in the eyes and said,
I'm guilty, baby.
Guilty, baby.
For being no good.
For being no good. No good.
can't breathe. My whole world revolves around you. You're my world. My whole life is all about you.
Yes, it is.
Girl, I can't breathe without you. Live without you. Move on without you. You're so perfect. You're so perfect. You're so perfect. You're so perfect. Girl, you're a gentle breeze, a light to a shady tree, and the life that you're giving me, you're the perfect one for me. If love is a strong word, I know that I love her, like a scene in a movie, where the guy gets a good girl. When you're not around, I don't feel the same. I need you back in my life. You're so perfect. I can't breathe. You're so perfect. You're so perfect. You're so perfect. How can I make it up to you? Come back, lady, don't leave me hurting. I'll re-say my vows to you in a white church at the end of the country road. You're so perfect. I can't breathe. You're so perfect. So perfect, I can't breathe. You're so perfect. Girl, I can't breathe without you. Live without you. Move on without you.
enjoy that. My love will lead you home. Ramsey Lewis. Okay, coming up, it's Monday Night Madness right here on The Buzz. I'm WB. Join me shortly will be my co-host, The Waymaker. Got special guests coming on tonight. Kick back, grab a glass. This one is Teddy Swims.
Turn down the lights, turn down the bed, turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me, tell me no lies, just hold me close. Don't patronize, don't patronize. Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. And you can't make your heart feel something it won't. And I feel the power, but you won't. I'll close my eyes so I cannot see the love that you don't feel when you're holding me. And I'll do what's right. Just give me till then to give up this fight. I will give up this fight. Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. And you can't make your heart feel something it won't. Every thought in this final hour, I will lay down my heart. And I feel the power, but you won't. Can't make your heart feel something it won't. Every thought in this final hour, I will lay down my heart. And I feel the power, but you won't. Cause I can't make you love me if you don't.
Jimmy.
This is Studio W, The Buzz.
Would you like to come and try my style?
Global Radio.
A taste of something from the wilder side. Life without a care, a sweet sensation in the air. You can come and feel your fantasy.
Jazz in the house. How good is that?
Woo.
Come on.
Good and good, baby. Good and good.
Yeah. There ain't no accident.
There
ain't no accident. You hanging out with me, WB and DA, the Waymaker. Got a special guest tonight, Mr. Aaron Sugar Daddy. Come on.
You're in the house.
W, the baddest on the planet, and this is Monday Night Madness, and we like to honor
it's the new face of
the artists
I go
that
by
have honored
name.
Us.
I got Miss Loretta with
by Grayson.
It's a bounce on here, yeah. Alabama.
Come on,
we're going all the way down south with this. Let's go, Miss Loretta.
Sounds like Miss Loretta to me. What you say, D.A.?
That's the butterfly's cousin soul. It's right.
Yeah.
Bounce to your left, bounce, bounce,
like grown folks Monday, grown folks Monday.
Right, you gotta know, we have a purpose. We want to jumpstart your week.
Keep,
get you jumpstarted. Yeah.
Bounce all the way through the week, y'all.
Bounce to your right, jump up.
This is
bounce
the week we be thankful.
That's right. And then normally on Wednesdays, you get your tune up.
Come on,
Loretta to me. And bad news. Williams. I thought I was hearing right.
Now I came to party. When I walked through the door, that's when the party started. I started slaying to the left. Started feeling myself. Now everybody get their groove on. Club go crazy when the Loretta and the news on.
Get your groove on.
Yeah, step with me. Hit the flow.
This stuff right here.
Bounce to your left, bounce, bounce to your left, bounce to your right, bounce, bounce to your right, jump up,
buzz,
ride with me, ride with me.
Now kick, 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 step, turn.
The buzz, baby. We do this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Bounce to your right, bounce, bounce to your right, jump up,
the planet.
Bounce back.
Look.
Now kick, 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 step, turn.
Alabama.
Bounce.
Woo!
Bounce.
Oh, yeah.
Bounce.
Come on. You know what? D.A., the Waymaker,
yes, sir.
This one,
yes,
is for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Man.
Come on.
You know where I'm from. We call it.
Hey, you introduce. You introduce who this is.
Yes, it's Ooh-wee by Dean Stanley.
man.
Legendary Leader Mike.
That's right.
Here's it, y'all. Woo! Come to you by the Waymaker.
Yeah.
You're a student.
Oh, man.
Studio W.
The Buzz, baby.
Where talent meets the world. I'm looking for that ooh-wee, y'all. You got that ooh-wee.
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 Have you heard this?
You
hear it now.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Come on, y'all. Well, I see you tapping your feet now.
Yeah. Man, and what an honor.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Waymaker, that was my gift to you, my friend.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, in case you're just tuning in for the first time, this is Monday Night Madness with yours truly, WB, and the Waymaker, DA, yes, the District Attorney of Southern Soul Music. Hands down, no question about it. And we have a special guest on tonight with an intriguing story. And I really want to talk about this. Oh, yeah, don't. Okay. And none other than Aaron Sugar Daddy Collins. Welcome to the set, my brother. Okay, did I get that right? Okay, just want to make sure, you know, okay, I understand. You know what? I met this gentleman a few hours ago. And, okay. And that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Just an intriguing story, but also a character of such. And so why don't we do this? Waymaker, before we start off,
yes,
with
sir,
any questions, why don't we play a song? And then we will start our conversation, not an interview.
Yeah. Now, we do not have interviews. Now, what is those?
No, that's an insult to us.
Yeah, man, come on. Can't do that.
No. Let's
that sounds
this.
Like we're duplicating stuff. We don't duplicate nothing. We don't originate.
You know,
no, can't duplicate, baby. Interviews? Are you kidding me? Not on Studio W, the Buzz.
Hey, look.
What?
Look, not at all.
Now, if a man want to take care of his woman, give her everything she want and need, what business is it of yours? You ain't got nothing to do with it.
If you want it,
you can get it, baby.
All you got to do is ask.
Come on and ask me, baby.
If you want it,
yeah,
you can get it.
You can get it, baby.
All you got to do is ask.
Come on and ask Sugar Daddy. Come on over here, baby. And tell Sugar Daddy what you need. You don't ever have to want for nothing, baby. Cause if you want it, you can get it from me. I pay your light bill, I get your nails done, I get your feet done, and your hair. I pay your car note, and your mortgage. It don't matter, I don't care.
If you want it, you can get it. Ooh, all you got to do is ask.
All you got to do is ask me, baby. What else can I do for you, baby?
Come on.
Don't you be afraid to ask. I'll cook your food. I'll wash your drawers.
Oh,
I'll
my.
Even go in a bathroom and run you a bath.
Come on.
I pay your light bills. I get your nails done and your feet done and your hair. I pay your car note and your mortgage.
It don't matter.
Sugar
Daddy.
I don't care. If you want it, fellas, let me holler at you for a minute. If you got a good woman, I mean a good woman, anything that she wants and anything that she needs, you gotta give it to her. Because she deserves it.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking about with at least the woman that I'm with. I pay your light bill, I get your nail done, I get your feet done, and your hair.
Oh.
I pay your car note and your mortgage.
Uh-oh.
It don't matter, I don't care. If you want it, you can get it.
The baddest
on the planet. Wow. You know, that is a great, great song. We're going to get to that too. And that's not the first time I've heard that song before.
Uh-oh.
Are you on Spotify? Is that on Spotify?
He must be
okay. Okay.
Is he muted?
Okay, yes.
I'm free now. Woo!
Oh my, look, don't play. Don't play. Don't, because I read your bio.
Don't.
We're not going to, hallelujah.
I'm free.
And folks, matter of fact, I'm laughing back and forth, but, Mr. Aaron.
Yes.
Collins, okay. There's a story behind this and the journey. And
yes.
I can't wait to get to this. But I want to start it off, you know, with the music. And then let's talk about the story a little bit here. Because we're going to play your music. I'm going to play everything that you sent.
Okay.
You grew up in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Woo, 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 woo. Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, palm trees, you know, the sun,
right.
You know, everybody, the riches of it. Oh, yeah. Okay. For some people. And, we're going to talk about this because, very interesting background. And I want you to tell because no one can tell your story, as well as you can. Okay. Love music. I don't want to alter anything, but never a stranger to music. Born in South Central Los Angeles and raised and what, two Southern Baptist, okay, churches, right? And yeah, it's something in your bio that says that you just joined the choir because you wanted to impress a girl.
That's, yeah, yes, I did.
And the you band know. Later on and learned to play five different instruments.
That is correct.
Let's talk about that a little bit. at what age?
11.
That's wow.
So by the time I was in the seventh grade when I took this strong interest in music, and I got into the band to impress a young lady, Lisa Brown, good friend of mine. She passed away. Rest in heaven, Lisa. Shout out to you. I did that to try to impress her. So I started off with that saxophone. You know, that's supposed to be the horn of love, and I try to play it. Play it with the dog. It just went bad on me. I couldn't play it. I got dumbing down. I went to the little sissy horn. It was called the clarinet.
So, oh, no. No, you didn't say that.
Yeah. So let me tell you something. So I got on that clarinet, and I got to learn it and master it and thought I was the,
whoa.
I thought I was the truth, you
oh,
know.
Oh, my goodness.
And then by the time we made it to the second semester of the seventh grade, I had three saxophones. I had the alto, the tenor, and a soprano on a stand in front of me. I had a flute across my lap and a clarinet in my mouth.
Whoa.
So at any given time, I just switch. Yeah.
That is absolutely incredible. So now, at that time, were you singing and playing, or that
well,
came later?
I've always, because I mean, I was raised up, you know, in a church, you know, so I've always sang. I mean, I was at the choir for a little bit, but I was the one that, you know, in the audience
wow.
and would, you know, and sing along with the choir. You know, I was able to have the ability to hear the harmony and just relate to one based on my voice, sound, and structure. So it was just something that just came to me. Like, I have an uncle right now. He's 73. My uncle been playing the guitar ever since he was 13. And even
wow.
when I was small, they used to play in the front yard. He had a whole complete band. And I learned. And I just sit and listen, and I learned. And I also had a cousin who had an orchestra. You know, he was like one of the first African Americans in Los Angeles. His name is Bob Reed. Bob Reed had the Bob Reed Orchestra. He had a whole orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And I learned a little bit of music, you know, and the adaptation of music from listening to music, from, you know, listening to my uncle, watching him practice and play. And just by just watching him practice and play over a long period of time, you know, you become accustomed to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time he was playing, I said, oh, you missed the note. I was able to identify, you know, and he fixed it. You know, he fixed it. His fret that he did, a chord didn't sound right. So I told him about it. He laughed and told me that I was right. So
wow.
Music is my heart, you know, so I love it.
Oh, man. So did that instinct come from your uncle training in school or just your internal instinct? And
you know, I think that being, I know this sounds crazy, but I don't know if people believe it or not, but just being African-American, and I'm proud to be that, just in the body itself, it's a built-in beat. It's a built-in musical soul that can adapt to any type of music, can do anything. And all you have to do is just pay attention. I mean, we think about our ancestors in Africa who could just, they play the drum and they can just dance and do whatever music to it. It's some type of musical communication mm-hmm. that we have. It's a musical feeling. You know, music is the universal communication. That's what music is. Music communicates in all languages.